Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine Food Friday, April 20th. I'm Ray Graff. Please pass the salt. How about a little pepper? We're going to talk about the art of seasoning food today and how it can enhance your culinary experience. We've got a few seasoned experts in the studio. Well, at least two. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are here. They are the proprietors of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Two of our favorite guests on this program. They produce an extensive variety of salts and seasonings that are sold all across the region. Spice things up. Give us a call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. If you want to learn the secrets of seasoning, you can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. It begins after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Friday. That makes it a Food Friday, and today we talk seasoning, and we welcome back two of our favorite guests on this program. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel started growing garlic on a whim at their Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Soon they found themselves purveyors of a highly sought-after variety of garlic salts, mixes, rubs, and spices, and they are here once again today. So pass the salt and give us a call. It's 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number, if you have a spice or seasoning question, 800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, welcome back to the show.
We're happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
We brought wine, so let's start with a toast.
A little toast.
Hey, much success to you. You're always
special wine glasses.
These are your
four ounces at a time.
Love it. Well, that's all we need.
When you wear those grinder tops out, that's what you do with the bottles.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, your salts and seasonings are now like a staple at our house. It's constantly at near the kitchen and or near where we're preparing the food. The sex on the beef. You said this three or four shows ago. You put it on pizza, and I swear to you, man, I can't eat a pizza without it now.
Anything beef or red.
It's so good. So good. What's new? What have you guys been doing?
We've been in 39 days in a row since January 1st with a bunch of shows at the Hartford Center with home show, hunting and fishing show, flower garden show, and RV show. Went to Charlottesville last week to Emancipation Park, did Artisanal Food Festival.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow, we only got to go 2 miles to Norfolk, Connecticut, in Darby's hometown for the Norfolk Farmers Market. It's a nice little market. So
nice.
From going 500 miles to 2 miles, it's kind of nice.
Do you have a tour bus?
No, we got a little minivan called a Saltmobile.
And no roadies or anything?
No.
So it's not like a full-on fog hat
tour.
They
do. You got to sit in Granny's chair in the top.
Well, that's great. What new products have you brought today? I know you always have something new cooking.
A couple new things been working on. Got on to some local turmeric. Back in November at the Berkshire Growing Market. And there's a couple of local purveyors. Jan from Mill River is going to have some for us coming up. And I got an idea to mix it with garlic, ginger, and turmeric. And I call it gingardum. And we did a sea salt with it. I thought of having it with shrimp and scallops. The day I made it, I had the vessel I was mixing, a big bowl. I crushed it all up. Not to waste a drop of the juice, I had a pot of chili next to it. I dumped the chili in it to soak it up. That was an accidental find. I made the best chili I ever had. I just started making it as just the herbs only, which is killer. And we have just a turmeric salt. I'm saying turmeric, but it's usually turmeric. But the first R is silent for the
people
who want
to
be proper. I didn't know it recently either, but we'll just call it turmeric anyways.
Yeah.
But still, it's a good as a supplement. Turmeric's good also. So we got sea salt, we got gingardum, the turmeric salt, and the herbs gingardum also. There's one other one that I just made, and it's a sad thing because the fellow who wanted it passed away in December. He came up with an idea just before he died and to a friend of Kathy and Tom. Says, his name is Marco Belli, Chef Marco Belli. Mm-hmm. I named the salt Chef Marco Belli. And at the end, it's hard communicating. I got a flip phone. He doesn't do internet. I think he had a flip phone, and we never really got together to say aha. And it was three or four months after he passed, I finally got it. But it is basically, it's garlic, lemon, and capers. And it says, what could be good? And after I made it, man, is that good.
So it's a what do you use
salt.
It with?
Almost anything you can think of. It has the most wonderful aroma of things you would never think of. So we have a special salt for him. It's good. You can find it in the Old Stone Store in Sheffield, Sheffield Historical Society. I'm the president of that's our store, and we'll have it on the road, and we do it ourselves, and I'll have it on the web pretty soon. But one of those amazing things you come up with. So a tribute to Chef Marco Belli is just absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's nice.
Sorry he never got to try it, but he had an idea, and it was a good one.
Well, that's very good. Now, I don't know how you do it. You're on the road 39 days in a row. You grow all this garlic.
Well, 39 total for since January 1st.
Okay, well, that's still a lot of days.
Yeah, it is.
And how do you do it? You don't look that exhausted.
Well, the day before we left, I got 1 hour sleep, so Darby's a little funny. You okay to drive?
I sit there and watch him because I can tell his eyes are. Then it's my turn to drive.
Right, and it just goes, and then you think it'll be done by 9 or 10 at night, and it seems to be a lot of 2 o'clockers or 2:30s.
Hey, it's a busy life. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. 800-348-2551. Before we get to the phones, what food did you bring today?
Well, we did something, and I think down the road we can do a show on these pink plank, magic pink plank cooking.
I love those.
A bunch of shrimp on it today. I did some onion rings. Now I got onion rings that are truly 2 calories, not just in your mind. I tell people a lot of my stuff, this only has 2 calories. Don't worry about it. You can worry yourself to death before you actually die of something, too much consumption. But I cooked the shrimp on the pink plank. I put it actually on my gas stove. It was good. It's a small one. It heats up quick. They're bigger sizes. 45 seconds aside, and I just marinated it with some garlic and olive oil. I took some nice big sweet onions, cut them thick, put those on it. There's some green peppers here.
I tried one of the onions, and they're fantastic.
You get it hot enough, it doesn't pick. There's no salt flavor in it, did you notice on that?
So, in other words, when you put this plank on your grill, if it's not hot enough, you're going to collect
salt? You pick up some salt. Once you get it hot enough, it sears it and sort of seals it in. So
very
make sure it's at least 500 to 550 degrees. And the bigger ones are thicker, take longer to heat up, like 40, 45 minutes. When I want to eat, I want to eat in 10 minutes. So that's why I got the little thin ones here.
And Darby is laughing, so you're used to this by now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm a chow hound.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Well, let's take a call or two. Let's go to Gary in Cheshire, Mass. Gary, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, this is, I want to talk to you about scapes at the very top of the plants. You cut them off or leave them out?
Scapes. Cut them off. They're scapes. And with
cut
that,
them off.
That sends more energy down to the bulb to get bigger. A lot of people, when I try to sell them at markets, they don't want to do anything with them, so I make a salt out of them. But one of my favorite tricks with those scapes is taking, chopping them up, that poisonous ramen soup that's like 12 cents a head, chop them up, put
it's
in that.
Poisonous, is it?
That makes the nicest soup going, but you can put that almost in anything, any recipe, a soup, a stew, a chili. But those are nice, and if you're tender, when they're young, don't get too big so they get too tough to eat them. You could freeze those well also, but those are a delicacy that people don't realize. Cut them off, and that makes that bulb grow big.
Plus, you can pickle them.
Oh, yeah, pickle them also.
They're good. Really? Do you know that, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, thanks.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. Hey, I usually go see you guys at the Cheese Fest and
We're doing a show July 6th right here about the Cheese Fest.
Oh, really?
We have a goodie coming up, yeah.
Oh, nice of you
to
tell
me. A wonderful event. It's only the second one. Last year was the first one. They heard us on the show, contacted me, because you were talking about the cheese, and we went to that. It was the most wonderful event. It's going to be bigger and better this year, but it's amazing.
Well, so, I got to say, the cheese that you guys always bring is fantastic, and you're branching out now.
People freak out over it. My method is bringing it to the brink of melting. I use cherry wood, which is a nice, sweeter wood than hickory. It doesn't get as bitter or sooty, but wherever we go, we sell out, and the people say, oh, my God. Oh
all right,
my
so
God.
For instance, this cheddar, this smoked cheddar, you bring that to the brink
You got to watch it doesn't melt.
How do you do it? In a pot?
On a smoker.
Smoker.
On a rack. You got to babysit it the whole time, but that's not a rind on it. That's actually toasted cheese. That's what people freak out. I just started doing Swiss, Munster,
Havarti,
provolone.
Well, I'll be interested to try the smoked Swiss.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's really
the Swiss
good.
I had in mind for turkey sandwiches when I first did it. Bought a pound of turkey, made 3 sandwiches, and plowed those down. But a little bit of that with some regular cheese, so it wasn't too smoky, but oh my God,
was
that good.
That sounds great. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. You got a question about salt or garlic or,
just plain eating.
Cooking in general.
Cooking in general. You know, you're on the road all this time, and then you're working and you're tending to the garlic and everything else. You don't really have time to do a lot of cooking, I imagine.
Not as much as usual. We go to Denny's a lot, McDonald's, all that.
Do you bring your salt? Do you bring your
some, we do bring some of our salts in, actually, really. Especially a pizza place. We take Tony's Tremendous. No pizza's perfect without it. Actually, the section of beef is good on it. We'll take that in. Or
I don't know, truffle salt. Have I tried the Tony's Tremendous?
You should have by
now.
You should
have.
We'll send you home with one today.
We've got one.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Zach, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel and your calls on a Food Friday.
Support for WMT comes from Stone Soup Concrete, specializing in handcrafted and environmentally sound concrete countertops, sinks, furniture, and floors, serving the Northeast since 2001. StoneSoupConcrete.com and on Facebook. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts, serving globally inspired, locally sourced cuisine, open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday at 5, BlueHeronDining.com. Holiday Brook Farm, 100 Holiday Cottage Road in Dalton, Massachusetts. Local producer of grass-fed beef, lamb, and pastured pork. Information available at 413-684-0444. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville. Providing commercial casework, custom display solutions, and interactive exhibits for special events, permanent museum installations, and trade shows nationwide. EmpireExhibits.com. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, presenting its 6th annual Lake George Hikeathon, July 5th. Early bird registration until April 30th. LakeGeorgeHikeathon.org.
It's Vox Pop, and it's a Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. We have Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto here today from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The shrimp is outstanding. Tell us about it.
It's a simple method that I cooked on a salt block, which I think we'll do a show about that later.
Okay.
We'll cover a whole
hour.
You're
like my producer now. You tell me when you're on. You tell me the topics. All right, fine.
On my gas stove this morning, I took my small 5.5 by 6.5, or a little bit smaller. It's only a half-inch thick pink block. I call it Chef Tony's Magic Pink Block.
Now, for those who don't know, you say a pink block. What exactly are we talking
pink
about?
Pink Himalayan salt that's actually cut like a platter. I've got small ones that are they're half-inch thick.
I'm holding it up if you're watching online.
10 minutes to get hot. I want to eat quick. I don't want to wait for those big ones. But the big ones you cook steaks on, chicken, shrimp. You can use that as a cooking weight on chicken thighs, cavity side up. But when you get it on the grill or you put on your grill in the oven or on the wood, on the, I do have a wood stove too, but on the gas stove.
Yeah.
I put six, these are 26 to 31 shrimps. I put six at a time on. I'll do the 16, 20 shrimp with the shell on. Chop up some garlic, some nice garlic cloves, and as many as you want. Put those in some olive oil in a plastic bag. Put your shrimp in the ones with the shells on, the raw ones, the big ones, four at a time, about 45 seconds aside, then 30 seconds up on the end. And you can eat those things coast to coast until you're full.
I got to tell you, those are really outstanding, just super delicious.
And they won't pick up the salt. If you get that hot enough, they won't pick up the salt flavor in it. And it's just a quick, easy method, and you can't screw it up. Anybody could do
it. Well, I could screw it up. You know, all right, let's talk about these blocks for a minute. Now, first of all, who cuts these?
They're cut out of Pakistan. People like the pink Himalayan, the pink thing, but it's from the earth, mined inside a mountain. And one of the biggest things, it's pristine salt from when the earth was born that has never been polluted by anything mankind. An airplane hasn't flown over it, or a stork with a baby without a diaper hasn't flown over it to put any flavor
well,
in
now,
it.
Wait a minute.
That's not a bad word. We'll cover the bad
words. No, that's fine, but I mean, how can you prove that?
It's out of the mountain.
All right. But now you say, you know, put, and I'm going to try this, put steak or burger or something on it. How do you clean it? I mean, after you get the oils in there or the...
They don't. That's naturally antimicrobial, antibacterial. Scrape it off. They say don't put it in water, but we sell soap bars. They're like a size of a soap bar. It's just pure Himalayan salt. And I've got one after 6 months. It's still half the size. It's fine. So I try to sand them off. I finish them off. I sand them, polish them with a little oil to get them finished off to make them look nice. They pick up a beautiful stone-like thing. They'll get darker or brown. Scrape them off in a quick wipe with something damp on it. And not until you break them. I had one that I cooked on probably 25 times. I dropped it last week and broke it, but just keep cooking on it. When you don't cook on it, they stay nice and pink. For as a serving platter cold, to cut a tomato or cucumber, give it a swipe across, give it a second swipe if you want a little more salty. But when you get it hot enough when you're cooking with it, it won't pick it up. Hmm. Or the cooking weight on a chicken thigh, like I said before. A nice strip steak, ribeye steak on it. It's a nice. People have bought three or four of them when they have a party going. Then they'll put them on the table for people to cook their steaks in front of them or fish or whatever.
Oh, brilliant.
Sushi. Yeah. Or as a serving platter. So.
You know, it occurs to me that after it breaks, you put it back in the freezer and then you drop it in your martini.
Absolutely.
Keeps it nice and cold.
Actually, we're going to get these little stirring sticks. Make a Swizzler.
Ah!
And we deal with Jim and Ron out of Himalayan Salt USA in Worcester, Mass. They're the nicest guys, very knowledgeable, and they've taught us so much on that, and we buy all the most stuff from them. But they've got a nice swizzle stick for like Bloody Marys or martinis.
Nice. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Before we get back to the phones, just a shout-out to the people who made this wine. This is beautiful.
This is Graham Farmhouse. And I'll get in. We do the West Stockbridge Market, and they were there a couple years ago. They're in West Stockbridge, Richmond, Mass. They have cider. Dandelion wine. This is a summer noir, which will be ready in the summertime, but a most wonderful product. It's the only thing I left in stock at home. So
it's really nice.
But they're nice people, and their son, Brady, is a little beekeeper, 6 years old, so he's a nice guy.
Yeah, they do honey also.
But incredible. But this stuff is good.
All right. Well, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Eileen in Springfield. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks. Hi. I have a question about these salts. I've been put on a salt-free diet and relating to not high blood pressure, but the possibility of Meniere's disease, which is an ear blockage of some sort. But thinking of cooking without salt sounds horrible. And I was wondering if these herbs that you put together, is this with salt? That has a high sodium content, or is this just herbs that together act as though they're as good as salt?
We have it all. We've got the salts that are mostly just salt, like garlic and salt. The Gingardum, just the herbs, are just the herbs only, no salt. We have Tony's Tucson cell is all but salt. So we've got something
Where
to work
are
for
you.
You?
Where
I'm right.
Are
I'm
you?
Right here. I'm right here. You laugh. You got it right away. RollingRockSalt.com.
Where will I find you?
RollingRockSalt.com.
We're in Sheffield.
RollingRockSalt.com.
Yeah. Dot
com. But so no salt.
There's no salt in this. And so what is that? I mean, you really can't imitate salt all that successfully.
You can. Celery is a salt replacement. And I've just had somebody request this mix without celery because they're allergic to celery, so I left it out in a few things.
Oh, I see.
And there's no oregano in this either. The oregano, it took me 6 months to figure this out. The oregano overpowered and had too many overpowering features with it. When I took that out, all the other flavors came through in it. So this will work on anything, whitefish, pizza, pasta, you name it.
How about that?
A wonderful replacement.
All right. Well, Eileen, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it very much. Have a good weekend. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Darby Weigel, Tony Carlotto are here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Is the garlic in the ground yet?
Oh, you bet. It's up, too.
Really?
At the end of February, it was up 2 or 3 inches. Then we had that cold weather and it stalled. It's up about 6 inches now. I'm going to plant a spring crop. I had some garlic that survived the winter without getting too dry. It's starting to sprout.
Yeah.
Garlic that you plant late in the fall after two good frosts, and usually that's by the end of October, depending on the weather. I didn't get mine until December 10th this year. We had so busy with holiday shows.
Yeah.
I was wondering what's going to happen. It's coming up really nice. Garlic that you plant, we'll be ready at the end of July, middle of July. When you harvest it, will last 7 to 9 months. Garlic that's planted in the spring will last 5 to 6 months, will be ready in October. So we have a continual harvest of having garlic all year round by doing that. And last couple of years, I did a spring, fall planting or early winter planting, then a spring planting. So I'm going to do another planting coming up.
Now, I'm not much of a green thumb, but is it very labor intensive to tend to the garlic?
Not really. Just put it in the ground. It's a very easy to grow herb. Some people say they have difficulty growing it, but you get it in and cover it up with a little bit of mulch and just let it pop through.
And at one time, you had many, many different kinds, yeah?
I did 13 or 14 one year. I couldn't keep track of them. The small ones were tasty. Some were hot. But I'm down to just purple glazer, which I've been specializing in for about 10 years. I do a German red, and that one's a big clove. And those are just nice and easy to harvest and peel. That's easy for me to see who's who in the zoo, and they do the job for me.
Darby, is it easy for you, if you were blindfolded, could you tell the difference between the garlics, tasting them?
Tasting them, no.
No?
Only by looking at them.
So why have three different kinds if you can't taste the difference?
Because that's a good question. I guess I don't have a good garlic palate.
Size of the clove
size
for
of
processing
clove.
For me. Some of the bigger ones, even like the elephant garlic, it's in a leek family, very mm-hmm. weak tasting, so it's not really a garlic.
Right.
The German and the purple glazer have a nice intense flavor, not too hot, not too mild, so they seem to fill the bill. There's some that are so hot, they're like hot peppers, you can't eat them. So,
really?
Some of the small ones, there's some that are almost too mild, so there's a white porcelain, a little bit milder than the other.
This is very interesting. So there's a real heat to a garlic.
Well,
I've never heard of this
One guy
before.
Brought to a garlic festival. He had a bunch in his pocket. Here, try this. And boy, did I get burned out.
Was it a crossbreed of some kind with
a
pepper?
It was something. It was a Chinese blend or a Vietnamese blend or something like that, but unbelievable.
Very interesting, really. And what is that stuff over there in the white? It's something about chocolate?
Well, we did a chocolate festival in Bristol on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And I brought some chocolate bark that I made. I just made it this morning. And you can do that in a salt block by freezing, make little round things on. You chop up nuts and put craisins on it and pour some melted chocolate. I use dark chocolate, but I made this on a bigger sheet today on parchment paper. I put the nuts and craisins out on it and poured the chocolate on it. And then I put red Hawaiian sea salt on top because salt on sweets is very good, whether it's a brownie, chocolate ice cream, anything sweet. And I just call this chocolate salt, which is I got a white
right
one
over there. Yeah,
I have a garlic Celtic gray. French flake salt, and I use a red Hawaiian salt. And just they all work well. But
so there's really no chocolate in that salt.
Don't I call
that's,
it?
That's
chocolate salt.
Is
salt for chocolates, right?
And really good. And the chocolate was fantastic. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Darby Weigel here, and Tony Carlotto, the very famous folks who run Rolling Rock Farm. They'll be appearing at a venue near you certainly soon. What's your next assignment?
Tomorrow is the Norfolk Little Market.
Hillstead,
the first week of May. Hillstead Museum and Farmington kind of has a May market, 2 days there. The next week we're at
It's not May yet.
I know. We're booked all the way through.
Wow.
And then the week after Mother's Day with Milford, Connecticut, an arts and crafts show, which is nice.
And it'll tell you all this on our website.
On our website.
Okay, and the website
tells you where we are. RollingRockSalt.com.
Okay, again, this is another thing you have to do, to tend to the website. When do you sleep?
Oh, here and there.
All right, back to the phones we go. 800-348-2551. Emily in Plainfield, Massachusetts. Emily, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just heard you talking earlier about garlic scapes and indicating that people don't use them much. They're one of my favorite things out of the garden. I always cut them all off, and you can make pesto with them instead of using cloves of garlic, and I use them just like garlic sometimes. I just chop them up and throw them in the olive oil.
Absolutely. It's funny. I had garlic almost year-round a couple years ago. The winter was kind of mild. I brought them to the farmers markets in March and April. Nice, fresh little green garlics, and then when escapes mm-hmm. come up, and they just sit there. So I made a salt called Holy Pesto, which is garlic scapes and garlic, and I put basil in it also. So almost similar to pesto. We saw a lot of that. It's just a nice salt and holy pesto.
Yeah, and you can make pesto with basil, garlic scapes, and oil instead
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
you know it.
I mean, I just think of it as sort of like a free extra crop out of planting garlic.
And a delicacy.
Yeah.
Or like Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Cut them up and put them in that.
Oh, yeah, great. Oh. And in stir fries?
Absolutely.
Them in stir fries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway,
I
was surprised to hear you say people don't use them because that's one of my favorite things to harvest.
At the market, I thought the same thing. I'm bringing good stuff early in the year. They could care less.
Oh, that's too bad. Well,
you planted it in October. You don't even have to do anything.
Right.
It's just there.
More for me and you.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Emily. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Bye now. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. Darby, you have baked goods near you. What's that all about?
That's sort of our new sideline that I do. We've taken to making delicious biscotti.
Ooh.
We have chocolate biscotti. We have chocolate biscotti with macadamia nuts.
What about with garlic?
No garlic.
Oh, you got to do that.
But we did, this is our Uncle Sam one that has blueberries and craisins in it.
Oh, very cool.
So these are delicious. And I do a whole line of different sweet breads. This is our maple-glazed apple streusel coffee cake is absolutely outrageous.
How do you, again?
So I do these.
You're in the kitchen
baking.
She makes
it from scratch. It's unreal.
Yeah. I do the baking side. He can, for all the wonderful cooking he can do, he's not a good baker.
Isn't that funny? And yep. we've had many a chef on here who they get a little squirrely when you talk about baking.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it takes a special talent.
We said we got that Darby Talkmore, right, Darb? Did we say that?
Was that in the production meeting?
Our mouths are stuffed. That's what she gets to talk.
Yeah, that's when I get
to
talk.
We got to let her get more in. Ain't that right, Darb?
He has more information than I do. So.
Well, our number is 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Darby or Tony here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. So the garlic that you put in that survived the winter is about ready to go.
No, it's coming. It'll be ready in July.
Oh, really? So you have a long time.
On my website, I wrote an ode to garlic.
Oh, really? Could you recite it for us?
It's unreal.
It's fairly long.
Yeah. Oh, garlic, you make my heart tick. But it goes on and on. But it's
the life cycle
of a garlic that starts from putting a clove in the ground in fall as it goes through the winter. So I wait for it to shoot out of the ground. And it's how healthy it is for us. It makes your colon supersonic.
Well,
it's
you see.
So I get it in. Like, we'll cover. I got new words.
Like Shakespeare, really.
A lot of our stuff. I had a word that starts with S and ends with T.
Yeah,
I'm
glad.
It with starts with S and starts with ends with F. Stuff. We use that.
Oh, stuff.
Instead,
well, there you
this
go.
This is good stuff. A lot of our labels. This is good stuff.
Zach, the engineer, you're close to our 8-second delay. Yeah, just in case Tony slips in the poetry. Good. Good. That's very good.
Well, among his cooking talents, he's an incredibly talented writer.
Yeah.
He writes wonderful stuff.
That stuff just comes off the tip of
my
tongue.
It's amazing.
And when you're on the road after a long day, is that when you write your stuff?
No, just it comes in the middle of the night. It could come
usually
in at 3 in the
bed.
Morning. And just boom, a eureka moment.
What do you do? Write it down on a pad of paper?
No, I got to keep my head because I don't have time for that. Joe, my Tony's tremendous. Joe and Kayla say, we put this stuff on everything. But on Darby's Garlic Festival, that's a pretty clean label. And we have Karen in Groton, Connecticut. She buys that. Like crazy. And she goes, I put this on everything. I mean everything. So we have a couple of good things.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had the bottle of Sex on the Beach beef at our house. And, you know, a couple of the younger kids said, well, what's all this on the back of the label? So, I mean, you have to kind of keep it from the kids.
Oh, at some of the shows, they see labels and they start reciting it. And the parents have to turn their heads away.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a rated R seasoning. Our number here is 800-348-2551. How many years have you been growing garlic now, Tony?
Oh, probably 25.
And what have you learned since that first year?
Oh, no, it just keeps. You learn something new every day and just enjoy it. Going out, even seeing the end of February, had that warm spell, and find the day people say, you're up yet? And it's just out of the ground the first day out. And then we had that slowdown. It kept snowing and being cold, but now it's rolling again pretty good. So and just watching it grow bigger and bigger. And I do different methods. You know, one good thing, if you're cooking pasta, save that water for any houseplant you have. It's the most incredible fertilizer that you'll see the difference. I've done experiments with even my J tree, some cactus plants by putting one and not on the other. I started putting on my garlic recently between the rows and everything. That's the most amazing and free fertilizer. Don't throw away pasta water.
Very interesting.
I've got no chicken leftovers that works good as fertilizer.
All right.
But you learn something new every year.
I mean, do you think that you are better at growing garlic now than you were?
Oh, yeah. I learn something every year about spacing. I was trying to cram too much together in small spaces that needs room. They need at least 6 to 8 inches between each one. I was trying to do it at 4 inches apart. Give them good room. Keep weeded around. Don't let your weeds overtake. In the last couple of years, my weeds have gotten out of control of all we're doing, but I try to keep up on it and till in between it. And any crop that you have, the weeds are your worst enemy, and you can use cardboard or newspaper in between to keep it down. My grass clippings I collect on my mower, put that between the rows, helps out. But someday, all of a sudden, the first week of July, the stuff pops through, and a week later, gone. It's like a jungle starting, so keep up on it.
Do the critters go for the garlic?
No, it's a naturally. You don't need any kind of repellent for that because garlic is almost a natural repellent. So that's a nice thing about
it. So no
garlic.
Animals will touch it but humans?
Not exactly, right? That's one of the nice
doesn't
things
that tell
about
you something?
That.
Maybe we shouldn't be having garlic. And, no?
I cooked all the rabbits up so they don't eat my lettuce anymore. Oh, just kidding.
Okay. That number, if you'd like to complain, is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle are here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. And I'll tell you what, the seasonings, every time you come, there's new stuff. And there's stuff I've never seen before. I'm not sure you can say it all on the air here.
Well, ain't nothing but chicken stuff. Ain't nothing but pig stuff. Tony's tremendous.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Which you can buy in a gift set.
Oh, look at that.
You have gift sets.
You got gift sets.
It's all on a website.
And again, there's a label that I can't even read on the air.
No, you can't read that one, but
okay.
It's here.
Boy, you're a lot of fun, you two. I'll tell you what. All right, let's go to the phones, 800-348-2551. We go over to Jana in Egremont. Jana, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say that Tony and Darby are really, really geniuses.
They created
a wonderful salt for an event that I sponsor out of the Sheffield Historical Society and the trustees called the Mumbet Walk to Freedom. And Tony created this beautiful Mumbet herbal blend, which is salt with basil and lavender and thyme. So thank you, Tony, and thank you, Darby.
He's like a mad scientist, isn't he?
Well, you're wonderful, Jana, because they're doing a movie at Mumbet.
We are doing a movie about Mumbet.
It's rolling good now.
Amazing local historical figure and hero.
And she was an herbalist. That's why I put those things in. Herbs that she may have grown to put in that to make it truly historical.
And you did your research, which is so great. Mm-hmm. And it's like the only salt I use. And I'll tell you what, I'm a very uninspired chef. And I just use salt on everything. And your salt is the paramount salt in my house. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Jana,
you're we wonderful.
The call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. Darby Weigel, Tony Carlotto are here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and we'll hit the spicy home stretch in a moment.
Support for WMT comes from Interim Healthcare. For 47 years, helping families keep loved ones at home, providing companions, aides, and nurses in the Greater Capital Region, Columbia, and Saratoga Counties and Glens Falls. InterimHealthcare.com. Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham, providing individual career guidance, career testing, job strategies, interview preparation, LinkedIn lessons, resume and cover letter writing. Careers in Transition, LLC.com. Curtis Lumber, providing products from start to finish for any size building or home improvement project. Daily delivery service, curtislumber.com for store locations. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain their traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com.
You know, I'm not much of a cook myself, but I just came up with something. I took some of the Tony's famous 2-calorie onion rings and put them on a
10-calorie shrimp.
On a 10-calorie shrimp and ate them at the same time. That's pretty good.
Man, was that good?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Got to do that again. Our number here is 800-348-2551, and the deal is if you call, then I get to eat. So let's go back to the phones, and Rose in upstate New York. Rose, you're on.
Hi. I'm actually starting a chocolate company.
Cool.
And one of the things I do is great is caramel, and one of the lines, they're all different flavors, but one is salt. And so right now I'm using a lot of different salt, and I would love to use a company that is near, I mean up in upstate New York, but Massachusetts is right across the line for me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you could get in touch with them. I mean, I really can't do a business, broker a business deal here on the program, but I'm
we'll
sure you have your contact information at Rolling Rock Farm. It's rollingrocksalt.com. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so that's great, because I'm driving and I missed part of it, so that's perfect.
What's the name of your company, Rose?
It's going to be Kevel Handcrafted Chocolate.
Oh, that's so great. Well, keep us in mind when you're up and running, huh?
I will indeed. It's close, so it's perfect timing. I will be on your website, and I will connect.
Thanks a lot for the call.
The Red Himalayan salt, that's a salt you could eat just in its own. It has nice crunch. If people like salt, that's a salt you can just eat the salt.
What do you mean? You're going to eat a bowl full of salt?
Oh, yeah. People just do that. Good. I make a Bloody Mary topping. Not a Dirty Harry topping, but a Bloody Mary topping.
Yes.
I made it originally for beef called Red Horse.
Yeah.
So many people using Bloody Mary. I added lemon verbena and celery and peppercorns.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
It was a topping for a Bloody Mary, but it could still go on beef, but you could eat that just by the handful.
You know what?
The crunch of a nice crystal of salt in the Red Hawaiian, the black Hawaiian and a French gray, you could just crunch this in your mouth. It's
you know,
nice
I'm not
flavor.
A doctor, but I'm assuming the Surgeon General would say, hey, listen, don't be crunching on the salt as right. a snack, right?
Well, most people need salt every day in your body. Let's cover, we're not doctors here, so don't forget that.
That's true. We're not, no, I agree. I'm not a doctor.
We're doing
You're
that.
Not a doctor.
I want to get a word in for Alan. So many people I see love you. We love Ray. And to keep this program on, send the money in. So if you send the money in ahead of time, not wait for the fundraiser, not Alan's threat of getting that accordion music going.
Oh, no, we don't
we
want that.
We could just keep
no.
going. So send that money in ahead of time. So when the fundraiser comes, to say, let's have a Food Friday show all day.
Oh, you know what? That's very nice. And have you met Alan?
Oh, it's a good friend of mine.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, for many years.
Oh, that's great. I'm not thinking that he's a guy who likes a lot of salt.
Well, that's how he could do the no salt.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think you could convert him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a nice piece of shrimp, some onion. I think he might go for it.
He's got to stick around at 3 o'clock next time we come. Have cheese next time.
Well, it was a long day for those guys today. They had a live show at the at Page Hall over here, and so
he puts more hours in than I do.
Yes, he does, and he's here at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like working with Dracula. Our number is 800-348-2551. Ted in Shelburne, Vermont. Ted, you're on.
Yeah, hi there. Thanks. Lemon verbena. You just mentioned it. That is worth having a plant of just for the aromatherapy.
Oh, absolutely.
In your garden. You just brush by it or throw it in front of a grumpy neighbor or a kid or something. Makes
truly.
A real impression.
I put it on the deck in a pot. I keep a couple. You're right. It's so aromatic. It's a nice one to have around. Easy to grow.
And another piece that I grew a lot of garlic in the past. And people sometimes, you become aware of people's advice, and something that I want to see of how you agree on or whatever, but harvest time, because people relate it maybe to an onion and wait for it to die or something, and what I say is kind of watch as the leaves die back from the bottom, and when you've got 5 or 6 or 7 pretty good green leaves, it's the time to bring it out of the garden, because each leaf that dries back loses you a wrapper around it for being pretty and at market and so storing and so on. And another oddity of the way I grow is with the scapes, I let them, and I read it, there was a guy in Oregon wrote a book, Growing Great Garlic, and I sort of believed some of, you know, a lot of what he was writing at the time I was sorting it out. But I let the scape grow. And it's after the tight curl, it begins to straighten out again. This is with the hard neck, of course. And then I just clip like the top inch with the little reproductive part, and I let the green part still be part of the whole growing system. And then an interesting feature when it dries, then after you cure it and let it dry, that recurls in a different kind of a curl. It's just a beautiful little stick with a curly Q on it, and I don't know. I mean, I think that gives me the full size of garlic, and it leaves more of the plant intact.
You're right. But I do that. I'll put a couple rows out. I'll let those garlic scapes, they'll form a ball, almost the size of a tennis ball. There's fuel bubbles, which are the garlic seeds. Those take 3 years to grow into a full head.
I will say two for that.
Well, I'd get a good head and you need three, but I'd take my green garlic out of that, and it stays all year. But it's so even use those bubbles in a recipe. And I will let some of those scapes get that, like the swan head, bigger. When you slice those up, put those in a salad or soup, that's also killer, too, let that form a little more. So you can go different stages with that and use it in many ways.
Ted, thanks for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday, and we're here today with Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Let's go up to Lake Placid, and Robert, you're on.
Yes, thank you very much for a very enlightening program. I live for years in Mexico City, and I had occasion to go down to the financial district in Mexico City to a restaurant called Prentice, which is a very prestigious place. And one of their amazing things on their menu was garlic soup, and it was nothing more than one whole bulb of garlic boiled for eternity. And of course all of the sheathing and everything would just fall no salt in it whatsoever, just boiled away. So, and I'm wondering how much of the garlic's beneficial qualities are boiled away after such an amount of boiling.
Well, that's a good question. So the soup was basically just a big clove of garlic boiled and boiled and boiled and boiled, and Robert wants to know how much nutritional value is left.
That's like the fountain of youth. All that good stuff is in there. A lot of the garlic, it releases the good stuff, the allicin in it. When you chop it up is when you get the best, you know, we'll say health benefits out of it. And we're not doctors now.
Yeah, you're not a doctor.
Nope.
I want to be clear about that.
I'm not a rabbi either, but
no, okay,
I like to
enough.
Eat and cook.
All right.
But you could, the best way to get the most beneficial medicinal value is when it's freshly chopped up. But in a soup like that, I think you can retain most of the goodies with it. And if you just drink that, I mean, you can have that a lot. That's incredible. A garlic vinegar, a garlic elixir, some honey garlic, and vinegar is like a garlic shot. If you take that every day, chop up some garlic. Honest to God, you go to garlic festivals, they have it. But truly, if you do it once a day, a couple cloves of garlic, mince it up, a shot of like apple cider vinegar, organic, and some honey in that, truly is the best medicine you can have.
Darby, would you drink that?
I have drunk it, and it's not really good.
Talked to my daughter, she drank it,
and lost it all.
Oh, Beth had a reaction.
She had a reaction
to that.
Well,
it doesn't sound all that enjoyable.
It's good for you.
Really?
It's very good for you if you can swallow it.
So minced garlic, honey.
Honey and vinegar. Apple cider organic vinegar is one of the best things you could have. And I really truly believe it, that you will ward off colds and stuff like that, keep your system good, your body loves it, and it truly is good stuff.
Our number here on Food Friday is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Darby Weagle, Tony Carlotto here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, purveyors of salts and garlic and mixes and rubs and spices. What is it about garlic? I mean, you two go to garlic festivals all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Why the insane obsession with garlic?
They know how good it is. It's unbelievable. And it brings out that those are the biggest crowds we see, and anything garlic, people love. It's just incredible.
I mean, why, though?
They know it's good for you.
It's
truly
very
is
good, for,
good
you.
For you. You eat garlic in any way, any garlic supplement, I guarantee you. You'll live to be 199 and a third.
Really?
Really.
So, now I eat a lot of garlic, but I don't think I'll make 199.
You will.
Really?
Yep.
I take garlic capsules every day.
Yeah.
And turmeric capsules every day. And I swear I haven't felt better.
But.
And I never have a cold.
But why? You live around garlic all the time. Why would you need a pill?
Because it's easier.
The more the merrier.
All right.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I want to say one thing with you that. So many people, your listenership here, we meet people all over the place. Ray's a nice guy. We love Ray. I haven't seen it. Every place we go, we got 4 or 5 comments hearing the radio.
Really?
And how much they love you. Unbelievable.
Well, you didn't ask the newsroom.
My cousin Mingo, it's our cousin. We're cousins now. Mingo's just to say hi to you.
Okay, fair enough.
I also found a brother from another mother, my friend Jeff from Suffield. He was riding in a car the last show.
Yeah.
And we hit it off so much. We're right down the same way of cooking, making salami, sausage. We talk food. It's like we could go on for hours and hours. I never knew I had a brother from another mother.
You see?
And he loves you, too.
It's all part of the magic of radio. By the way, you talked about making sausages here. I see Tony's Cotto cooked salami. Tell us about this.
I make a cured salami. I put an addition on my house 30 years ago with a 16 by 20 with 10-inch walls that the temperature stays from November to April about 42 to 44.
With no heating or anything.
And it stays. You need that temperature to make a nice dried cured salami.
Yeah.
It's a long process. I started making, I do kielbasa every year. I make 50 pounds.
Oh, and it's very good.
Last year we had 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And I cooked it, the same thing. So I'm going to do a cooked salami. So I made this batch, the same thing. And, oh, my God, I'm going to make it for the summer. And to take it one step further, I ran short on casing a couple weeks ago. This is a link that I stuffed. I'm starting to do it as loaves and just making a salami loaf. So it saves me 2 or 3 hours of my busy schedule of doing it. And, oh, man, a Chevette.
Oh, that sounds great. It's perfect for a sandwich, too, if
absolutely.
It's a loaf. Yeah?
You could probably eat this as a snack, like a pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. There's no blah, 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 or intestines
in
that, too.
Thank you for being careful.
And y'all know what I'm talking about with hot dogs. You know what's
right.
in that.
I saw your label, and I'm glad you're not reciting it.
And that's where Jimmy Hoffa, that's why I ever found him. He ended up in hot dogs.
Okay.
That's why he's never been turned
now,
up.
Now, you see, it didn't take that long, but he's over the line again.
That was a red button job.
Tony Carlotto is here, and Darby Weagle. Let's go back to the phones before anything else happens. 800-348-2551. Donna in Woodstock. Donna, you're on.
Hi. Hi. I have some tips and comments on garlic. I love garlic, but so much that I got myself allergic to it, but that's over now.
Oh.
And you know, I realized after 1 year that the many years that the only time I really liked my ex-husband was when he smelled like garlic.
That dirty rat, stink bomb.
That's not why I called. I thought of it while I was waiting.
That's funny.
And now I'm actually staying with him, which is another whole
good
thing for another show.
Yeah.
But anyway, garlic is so wonderful. It helps every kind of, and this is researched, every kind of heart thing like blood pressure, cholesterol, kills germs. You can even mince it up and put it in a Band-Aid and put it on a wart.
Absolutely.
And it burns like hell, but then in a couple of days
you're
get a blister and the wart falls off.
Now, Donna, to be clear, you're also not a doctor, right?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we're all not doctors here, but it is pretty wonderful stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
And apparently it has romantic qualities as well. So you're back with your ex. Good for you. Well, thanks, Donna.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551, the number. 800-348-2551. I think I've asked you this before while we're on the topic of garlic. And I'll ask you first, Darby.
Okay.
Because I saw you roll your eyes about the honey and garlic mixture with the vinegar. What's the worst? Now, you've been to a lot of garlic festival. What is the worst thing, garlic thing, that you've ever seen at one of those? That you would say, God, I couldn't eat that.
Could be the garlic ice cream.
You know, that's such a funny topic. Whenever we do an ice cream show, someone calls about it and they love it.
I know. I don't think we've ever tried it, have we?
Same with me. When I first went to the garlic festival many years ago, they have, you name it, everything garlic. But garlic ice cream I've not tasted yet. I made garlic applesauce a couple years ago.
And was that
good? It was not bad. It was actually pretty good.
Surprisingly, that was delicious.
Yes. But I don't want to ruin the ice cream. I love ice cream just as much as garlic.
Why
like to keep those separate.
Why would you put garlic in ice
cream? How about Tony's garlic and cotto salami ice cream?
That could be the salami. Use a stirrer to dip it in there. And
That'd be
different.
Yeah.
All right.
So maybe on the next show. Yeah.
You know, the thing I hated the most was those garlic shots.
That's so good. I love them. They taste good. Get enough honey in there, you don't even know it.
You ever try it with alcohol?
You could probably do that.
Oh,
yeah.
You probably could.
Like what?
A nice Berkshire bourbon would probably be good. I bought some jerky for you too.
Oh yeah,
bourbon jerky, maybe the Berkshire bourbon. The Berkshire Mountain Distillers.
By the way, they make a great bourbon.
They do.
But I wouldn't sully it with garlic. I got to be honest with you.
But the jerky, that's all I make is bourbon jerky. And I used to make several kinds, but bourbon jerky is killer. And they have a good vodka, whiskey, a gin, and their rum is good. But their bourbon, I use it.
Outstanding.
Bourbon loves beef, and beef loves bourbon.
Okay. We have a bourbon salt.
You have a bourbon salt.
Right?
How do you make that?
I just infuse. Let it sit for about 3 weeks, and it doesn't dissolve the salt. And it really takes in well. Of thinking for lamb chops or beef or something, we have one girl, Linda, who swears by it on watermelon. She always buys two or three
bourbon salt on watermelon.
Bourbon salt and like salt on the sweet. She swears by the bourbon salt and watermelon.
So, you infuse you put the salt in a bowl with bourbon,
and the bourbon does not dissolve the salt. And if you let it go long, I have a Merlot salt also. Mm-hmm. Same thing. One of my favorite tricks is, like we talked a few shows, and not killing things with spice, but to do chicken legs, thighs, whatever, or wings. 325 in the oven till they're golden brown, nothing on them. When they come out, dust it with the Merlot salt, just a light dusting. Simple and neat. When I first got on that, we went to the West Mountain Inn in Vermont. They had chicken legs with a little compote on it or like a pear sauce. It was a simple recipe, but they were outstanding.
You know, I'm fascinated by the chemistry of the whole thing because you put water with salt.
You do, right.
And you know what happens.
But you think of the same thing with the pink salt with those blocks. I wash them off and they hand up pretty well, or the scrub bars we got.
Very interesting. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are here. Our number is 800-348-2551. A couple of minutes left here. Let's go to Nicole in Shokan. Nicole, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you? I missed the special herb the gentleman mentioned. You know, they tell the other lady it will be more for you and I. What was that?
A special herb that we mentioned.
With the gingardum, ginger, garlic, and turmeric? Just the herbs?
You mean the non-salt seasoning, Nicole?
Yes.
Yes.
We have a no-salt mixture with everything, but no oregano in it. And we have the one that's ginger, garlic, and turmeric. It's a nice mixture of just the herbs dried in a grinder. So you can apply it to anything, any way you want. Pasta, mm-hmm. fish, pizza, seafood, anything.
And what would you use it on?
Almost anything. That one seems to work on just about everything.
Mm. Okay. And what about the other mixture the lady mentioned? Salt, basil, lavender, and I missed the third ingredient.
That was the one called Mumbat. I made for a special thing. They're doing a promotional for a movie they're going to make, but it has lavender, basil, and thyme. She was
herbal. Thyme. Okay.
And
thank you.
And it was just
much.
A nice mixture.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call, Nicole. And Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel, only have about a minute or so here left. So the next thing on your agenda is?
The biggest thing, we're going to be at the West Stockbridge Farmers Market every Thursday, 3 to 7, and you should come over. It's
you
just
should.
Right over the border.
Me?
Yes.
You
come over.
I don't get out much.
We're going to do the salt and also cook there. So you got to come over.
What are you going to cook?
Stuff you've never seen before, stuff I buy at the market.
Yeah.
One trick was Taft Farm asparagus. Like in a crepe pan with toasted sesame seed oil. I rolled it about a minute, get it green, put a dusting of black truffle salt, put it on a stick to die for.
You know, I love the black truffle salt.
On anything.
And I will use that often
on
when I make veggies for the kids at dinner. I will put that on there, and they'll eat the veggies. It's pretty
amazing. I'm going to put a special table up this year, so for people like you and my friends, it could be called the Gay Cock Lounge. It could be called the Red Rooster Corral.
Yeah.
We bought 4 chairs in Virginia. They're fold-up, nice padded table chairs, and we'll put a table up with flowers on it. You can come watch me cook and do it behind the scenes.
You know,
I'll feed you, but that's a nice market with live music. Kids
Wonderful.
Running around playing Ring Around the Rosie,
you know,
no phones in her hand.
It occurs to me that Darby Weigel might be the most patient woman on the face of the earth.
She is.
Tony right Carlotto and Darby Weigel, thank you for being here. Once again, the website is?
RollingRockSalt.com.
All right, you two, boy, you're a lot of fun. Thank you for being here. Support comes from Spirit House Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tasting Saturday afternoons, SpiritHAUS.com. Taste of Troy Food Tours, announcing its 2018 season, May through October, new on Fridays, historic downtown Albany food tours, and a launch party on May 3rd, tasteoftroyfoodtours.com. Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts, over 70 wines by the glass, and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap, live music Sundays and Mondays, Thorns Marketplace, convinowinebar.com. And Denison Farm, Scaticoke, that is, providing the capital region with organic vegetables through farmers markets and CSA, 2018 CSA sign up, now available at denisonfarm.com. Thanks again to Tony and Darby for being here. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Your phones are answered by Barb King. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Alan will be back on Monday at 2 for a Medical Monday. Have a great weekend. Stand by now for news.